Okay, we'll reconvene back into open session. Mr. Crawford, would you please lead us in the pledge?
Please rise.
I'll turn it over to Yasmin Munoz for her high school reports.
Tonight we only have Lynnhurst, and for old business, before going to Thanksgiving break, Lynnhurst had a school-wide cleanup, which was a success, from students picking up trash, painting picnic tables, cleaning windows, and much more. Also, talent show auditions started November 19th, and lastly, LHS had their recent food day on November 20th. Under new business, Lynnhurst High School has a band choir concert tomorrow, Wednesday, November 11th, talent show on November 20th, which is this Thursday, leadership class prepares for basketball homecoming and academic rally after winter break, and that's it.
Thank you.
It's hard to believe that Yasmin's term on the board is up this evening, and to show what a trooper she is, she's here and sick. So as much as I love having her here next to me, I'd like for us to give her her plaque, which commemorates her time on the board. And it says, thank you for your outstanding service to the Marysville Joint Unified School District Board of Trustees, serving as a student representative for the first semester of the 2013-14 school year. Your willingness to attend the board meetings to update the Board of Trustees on activities at the various school sites is greatly appreciated. And certainly I've enjoyed having you sit next to me, and I have to confess we've passed a couple of notes. So it was informative, and she is a very bright young lady who will do very well in whatever she sets her mind to doing. So thank you so much for being here. And if the board has no objections, I'm going to let her go home and crawl in bed and start to feel better.
Thank you for everything.
Put that on your door, your room.
Okay, I'd like to ask the board to step down front for our recognitions.
You can tell that Mrs. Guy knows this routine. She's been here a couple of times. This is Lori Guy, for those of you in the audience. Well, no, I think everybody knows her. Anyway, this is Lori Guy, and she is the principal of Edgewater Elementary School, and she is here to make a couple of presentations this evening.
Thank you. We're going to start with our Community Partner Award, and I'm going to introduce you to... Sorry, it's getting stuck on my belt. Staff Sergeant Gilbert Rincon, we know him as Gibby. As all of you know, it takes the entire community being involved to have a successful school. And one of the key people that we count on is Sergeant Rincon. Staff Sergeant Rincon, a little bit of notice, can get us 60 people to help us with an event. He's provided volunteers for us for our field day, for our Read Across America, for our fall festival, the jogathon. All these events are so much better when we have involvement. And I believe at one event we had over 60 volunteers from the Air Force, and it was amazing, and every time it just keeps being more and more spectacular thanks to his efforts. And Angela Hale, she's a yard duty paraeducator, fills in when our secretary's out, former PTO president. If I tell her we need something, she sends them a text or an email. We get an immediate response. So she's been a key person in our communication. Thank you very much. Congratulations. And when you see our presentation, you'll see some pictures of some of the volunteers are in uniform and some are not at our fall festival. And they were painting kids' faces at our fall festival, and the kids were just having a wonderful time with them. And it's so nice to see them in so many different events. I think their favorite one is helping us with the field day. They call it PT, and they just love it because it's the physical activity and stuff that they're used to doing. Another amazing support person that we have at Edgewater is our literacy technician. She has done so much for our school, and she's also a parent and donates numerous hours. She also substitutes in the office when our office staff is out. Rebecca Knudsen. Rebecca has had the challenging task, but it's been also amazingly fun for her, of building our library. We started with nothing and some shelves and a really nice room. And she has built our collection to 7,786 books. And so it really is amazing. The next time that you're out, make sure that we stop by the library, because it's phenomenal what she has done with it. Additionally, she does volunteer at every school event, numerous hours. Some people think that she's, you know, a full-time employee, because she is there almost all the time and always willing to help out. She provided me with some statistics that were pretty interesting. Mrs. Nakamura is in the audience, and she's in the top five. Oh, actually, Mr. Kelly, you're in the top five, too. So in the last 90 days of books checked out, Mrs. Nakamura, in the last 90 days, I don't know if you even realize it, but 1,494 books have been checked out from your students. Mr. Kelly has 1,102. A second grade class had 1,823, which is the top in the last day. And, you know, it's just kind of interesting to think about how many books have passed through. And she's always excited when I give her more money and she can buy the books, and then we have to find places to put them. And but she always does an amazing job, and thank you so much. You're truly appreciated. I like the way that this process has changed, as Gay has said, that, you know, I've done this a few times. But I really like doing the presentation first, because it does help with my presentation, because I'm able to blend in some of that, like the library statistics, with the presentation. So next I'd like to bring up London Duenas. Besides being a phenomenal second grade teacher, she has really taken the lead with helping us bring in new technology to our site. Last year we bought 80 iPads for student use. So we have two carts with 40 iPads in it each. We have 6 additional ones for the library and 1 available for each staff member to use. And she's been instrumental, along with Mike, getting those set up for the teachers to use and streamlining the process. And she also is our site rep for the technology team. She is a leader in trying to be the forefront of getting us information on Common Core and implementation. So thank you. And she is my teacher in charge, and when I'm gone, she takes care of everything that needs to be taken care of and does so efficiently and effectively, and we all appreciate that.
She orders pizzas?
Yeah. Is that the trick? Congratulations. Thank you. She's also responsible for putting together the presentation tonight, and yesterday we were talking about it in our staff meeting, and, you know, I'd asked everybody to contribute something to the report, and I just made the comment, are you doing it are you doing it on the iPad and bringing your iPad? And she looked at me and she says, I don't know how to do that. Well, now she does, and she does it amazing. She was going to do a PowerPoint, and she said she'll never go back to doing a PowerPoint again, so she discovered something new in doing this as well.
Okay, the next item is a school report from Edgewater Elementary.
Good evening, and I'd like to introduce staff members that are here from Edgewater before we do the presentation. And Inga Schlesler, kindergarten teacher. Bonnie Marshall, kindergarten. Nikki Nakamura, fourth grade. Tim Kelly, fourth grade. Angela Hale, I mentioned her before, she does just about everything. Rebecca Knudsen also does everything for us. London Duenas, introduced her also. And we have two students in the audience, Macy, who's in sixth grade, and Daniel, who is in fourth grade. And since we couldn't bring everybody to you, we brought what we could.
I stretch my hands out to the sky. We dance with monsters.
And London said she now recommends the pro show. She'll never go back to doing PowerPoint again. So that was, I really appreciate her taking the time to do that and all the staff members who contributed to that. One of the things that you saw in there were a lot of students that were dressed up as characters, people in history that they've done reports on. You saw projects. Student actually built a roller coaster with K-Nex for her report on Disney. And they're trying to, the teachers are trying to have the kids take reports one step further, bringing in something to make it memorable and realistic for them. At our staff meeting yesterday, we had a long discussion on Common Core and some of the differences, and we got into quite a discussion on if you were swimming in a lake and you saw six legs, how many dinosaurs were in the lake. And it was really interesting to have that conversation with adults and thinking about the things that kids would come up, students would come up with. Obviously, there could be different answers. It could be three two-legged dinosaurs. It could be a four and a two. We came up with, well, the Tyrannosaurus Rex got a leg off of one of the fours. You know, we came up with all kinds of different things, but the, you know, that there wasn't necessarily one right answer. If the students could justify their answer, that was what was important. So a lot of times in the classrooms, I'd see teachers and they'd say, okay, is your answer correct? And the kids would say yes, and then the kids would be like, why is it correct? Well, because they followed all the correct steps was about all the kids could say. Well, now if they have to say, well, if there's one dinosaur with four legs and one with two legs, it adds up to six, it's a little bit different conversation and shows a little different level of understanding of the concepts. We've been working on transitioning and starting and getting more information on Common Core and the implementation. There's still a lot that we don't know, but we're trying to do as much as we can, and I've told the teachers we're all in it together, and let's just keep working at it until we get it all figured out. Do you have any questions for any of us while we're here?
Any questions? No questions. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for giving me an opportunity to show you a little bit about our school, and we do want to invite you, if you're available, to our winter performances. Second grade will be performing next Wednesday at 6:30. And Mrs. Duenas will be there supervising that one. And then on Thursday evening at 6 o'clock, our third through sixth grade students will be performing, and I will be there for that one. So if you are able to attend, we would love it. For those of you that daytime works better, our kindergarten will be performing at 9 o'clock on Friday. And first grade will be performing right after kindergarten. Yes, I will do that. Mm-hmm. Email the best. Okay, I will send an email. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Lori. We're going to move on to our annual organizational meeting of the Board of Trustees. So I'll hand it over to Dr. Todd.
Thank you. This is our annual reorganization meeting. As you will remember, at the last board meeting, which was the 11-12 of 13 board meeting, you set this meeting. And so tonight you will be electing a board president and clerk, and along with that a vice president and a trustee representative. Since we only do this once a year, I would like to remind you a little bit about the process for nominating officers. There is not a second to nominate a person to stand for election. So once someone is nominated, then I'll show you with this first one with the president, then I will ask you if you accept or decline the nomination. We'll see if we have a second or third nomination as well, and then I will go through them one by one. And we do not need a motion to close the nomination, so just a little protocol there, a little jogging of their memory since it's been a year since we've done this. So we will begin with the election of president, and I will open the floor for nominations for the office of president.
I would like to nominate Frank Crawford for president.
And Mr. Crawford, do you accept or decline?
I'll humbly accept. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Are there other nominations for the office of president?
I'd like to nominate Mr. Rex.
And Mr. Rex, do you accept the nomination?
I'll accept.
Are there any other nominations for the office of president? If not, then we will move to take a vote. So at this point, I have Frank Crawford, who has been nominated for the office of president. I would like a motion to nominate first by, who would like to make the first on that?
I'll make the first and nominate Frank.
Okay, and do I have a second? And all those in favor of electing Frank Crawford to the office of president?
Aye.
I just need a show of hands. So I've got Mr. Danable, Mr. Crawford, Mr. Harris, Mr. Fleury, and Mr. Miller. And so that, if my counting is correct, I believe we have a new president, which would be Mr. Crawford. At this point, I will turn the meeting over to Mr. Crawford. But before I do so, it's been a short run. It's been a short 8 years since Mr. Boom took over the office of president. And at that time, although he was not overly impressed with the antler, because he said he only shoots things that have much larger antlers than that, that was made specifically for you. So as a parting gift for your 8 years of service as the Board of President, I'm going to let you take that with you. And Mr. Crawford, I have a new gavel for you.
Thank you. I'll try not to hit it as hard.
Well, there you go.
Did you provide him with some kind of pad so it won't be so loud?
My head.
Hopefully after that last meeting he knows his strength, and so he will tap it ever so gently.
Dwight?
I was going to say, for your reference, Mr. Crawford, there is an organizational meeting chart there, so that will kind of help you walk through as you move through the vice president nomination, and then the clerk, and then the trustee representative for Special Education Council.
Okay, first, before I move to the vice president, I want to thank my colleagues for nominating and electing me. I can only think back, I don't know why, to when I, back in the early 90s, when I someone leaned over to me when I was elected mayor, and they said, something from Mark Twain: if you're not the lead dog, the view never changes. So we'll take that for what it sounds like. So I will now open the floor for vice president. Is that okay? Do I have nominations?
I would like to nominate Bernie Reck for vice president.
Mr. Bernie Reck?
Yes. I'll accept that.
Any others? We have a vote, please, for Mr. Reck. All in favor?
Aye.
Wait, did I do something wrong?
Motion.
We need a motion to accept Mr. Reck's nomination. Do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
A motion for Mr. Boom. Do I have a second? Second for Mr. Harris. All in favor?
Aye.
That's unanimous. Now we will have nominations for clerk. Do I have nominations for clerk? Going once.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Danable.
We have Mr. Danable nominated for clerk. Do I have a second?
No second.
Picked the wrong guy here. Do I have a second?
I'd like to nominate Mr. Fleury.
Oh, Mr. Fleury. Wait, now you're confusing me. Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me. Now, do I have a motion? No, I need a second now, correct? Okay, excuse me.
Okay, I'd like to nominate Mr. Fleury.
Mr. Reck nominates Mr. Fleury.
You accept.
Thank you. Now, I don't. Are there any more nominations for clerk? Okay, do I have a. Now. A motion for Mr. Danable for clerk. All in favor? Oh. A motion. Ms. Harris?
Second.
And a second?
I'll second.
Now I'll call for the vote. Okay, now I'll open, congratulations, by the way, Mr. Danable.
Thank you.
I will now open the floor up for trustee representative to the Special Ed Council. Nominations, please.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Fleury.
Mr. Fleury has been nominated. Do you accept? Any others? Do I have a second for Mr. Fleury?
I will second that.
We have a second then for Mr. Fleury. Oh, a motion first?
I'll make a motion to accept Mr. Fleury.
And now we have the second.
I will second.
Second by Mr. Miller. I call for the vote. 7 yes. Would you like him read back, or?
You've got
him. Okay, good. Thank you. Now we will set time, date, and place of regular meetings. They recommend the board accept the schedule of board meeting dates as shown in special reports. Do you want me to read those to you? If not, do I have a motion?
Motion.
A motion by Mr. Harris.
Second.
And a second by Mr. Danable. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That carries unanimously. Number 3, appoint superintendent as secretary of the board of trustees. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Reck.
I will second.
A second by Mr. Miller. Call of the vote, please. All in favor?
Aye.
That is unanimous. 7. Authorize superintendent and designee to sign warrants, contracts, and other documents.
I make that motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Miller. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second by Mr. Reck. All in favor, or vote, please.
Aye.
Aye. That is aye. 7 yes? Thank you, sir. All right. Are there any comments, any comment cards from the board, or from the comments from board members? Excuse me. Mr. Miller. Mr. Reck.
I'd like to take a minute and thank Mark for his service to the district as in our financial matters. Mark, it's been terrific. I'm going to miss you. I know how hard it is to put all those numbers together, and it's even harder for us to read them. So great on your explanations. Wish you the best of luck. We were down at the CSBA convention over the weekend, and the State of the State address was particularly interesting to me because one of the things discussed was the perception versus reality. He said the perception of Prop 30 is that we have all this huge amount of money, and the reality is that we have probably enough to keep the programs instead of making more cuts. I thought coming from the State Department, that was kind of an honest, lay on the table thing. And that's it for me.
Yes, I also enjoyed the State of the State down at the CSBA, and one of the things they emphasized was more community involvement and getting input, especially on the LCC. They said this is a chance we've not had in 30 years, and they're going to watch and see how we do it, the boards, and see that the boards across the state do it, or the governor probably won't give us this kind of a chance again. Also, I would like to wish you the best, Mark, on your new endeavor.
Mr. Harris.
I'd like to thank Lori for her presentation and her staff. I think you brought most of your staff with you tonight, didn't you? Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Pardon? Yeah. And Jeff, thank you for your years of service sitting in front. It's hard to run the meeting sometimes. Sometimes they're pretty easy, and sometimes they get a little complicated. And during the 8 years, we've had to make some real tough decisions, and it's not easy keeping everybody on task and keeping everybody on point. And I'd like to thank you. The last thing would be, I would like to invite everybody that's here. No, there's not many people here, but the people that are here, Kobolod Christmas party for the children is the 21st, Saturday the 21st, and it's at Les de Joubert Gymnasium. And if you want to help, come around 9:30. And if you just want to come and watch, come about 11 o'clock. And it's the 21st. It's Saturday the 21st. Come about the 20 about 11 o'clock, and you'll see sights that will bring tears to your eyes sometimes. And it's very touching. And Yasmin, I'm sorry she left. I'm sorry she felt bad. But I'd like to thank her for her time, because it's hard sitting up here and speaking in front of people. Thank you.
Mr. Boom?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Mr. Allgaier for his years, for what he's done for this school district. This district's come a long ways, especially in our financial situation. When he took over, was a mess, to say the least. You know, we didn't know if we were coming or going. We didn't know what we had. And anyways, he had a huge mess to straighten out, and we thank him for that. And then what he's done with our facilities department and some of our other departments, you know, without his expertise and a lot of his hard work, we wouldn't have a lot of these facilities and buildings that we have, you know, projects from the ground up and projects where we stripped stuff to the studs and built them. And everything was done first class, very nice. And thank you for everything you've done. Really, really appreciate it. And good luck on your next job.
I would just like to thank Mr. Boom for his 8 years. It's incredible, like two terms of a president, and now you got me. So please bear with me. If one thing I've always commented and complimented Mr. Boom on was his Robert's Rules of Order and the way he conducted a very smooth meeting. And I hope to be at least just half as good, Mr. Boom.
Thank you.
You've done a great job. Mr. Dem?
I think Mr. Boom has done a great job, too, and he should be commended, which I think we are doing tonight. I am also grateful for the opportunity to work with such a bunch of dedicated people. It is a great opportunity for me in my lifetime to actually sit with these people, to help make our district a strong district, a district that is looking to better our children. So I thank you all.
Okay, that closes that. Now, the opportunity for employee organizations to address the board, Marysville Joint Teachers, Operating Engineers, California School Employees, Association of Management and Confidential Employees. We do have a public comment card from Mr. Jim Carpenter. Mr. Carpenter?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I come before you tonight as the director of the American Indian Education Program. In your consent agenda tonight, you're going to be given the opportunity to approve about $90,000 coming from the state for an early childhood education grant that was once a part of my program and is once again being funded by the state. So I wanted to give you a brief idea of what that money is going to go toward. It serves 83 children at Dobbins and Yuba Feather Elementary Schools from preschool through the fourth grade. For the preschool through second graders, it's in the form of assistance. We've got one already hired for Dobbins. Assuming that you were going to approve this, if not, then I'll have to absorb that through the rest of my program. But she's already in place. We'll be interviewing Monday for two positions at Yuba Feather. For the third and fourth graders, I'm going up there. Monday and Wednesday, I'm going up to Dobbins. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm going up to Yuba Feather. And I got to tell you, there was 3 inches of snow on the playground at Yuba Feather today and slick roads on the way. What an experience. But the third graders, we're going over their history, what the Native American history is here in California prior to the Gold Rush. We're going to learn about where and how they lived, clothing, food, homes, things like that. The animals and plants that were here prior to Europeans, and about the various tribes, especially the Maidu, since that's the tribe that's indigenous to this area. Fourth graders are going to have the opportunity to participate in a 3-day field trip to Point Reyes. This is something that's been done in the past, and we're going to resurrect it for the end of March, assuming that you vote to approve the funding. That while there, we're going to visit the Point Reyes Lighthouse, tide pools, an oyster farm, the earthquake walk, and a Native American village called Kuli Loklo. And we'll be staying at a hostel, and should be a wonderful experience. The time between now and late March will be spent preparing for the things that we're going to see up there so that when they get there, they can get the most out of that. I appreciate in advance, because of the order of the board packet, I have to speak before you actually take the vote, but I realize this is awkward coming at this time of year, and I blame the state for that. They approved this budget in June, first time in a long time they had it on time, and they wait until October to let anybody know. Had it been done in a timely manner, this program could have been up and running and serving kids from the beginning of the school year the way it should have been. So I appreciate your support in this matter. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's now time for the superintendent's report.
Thank you very much. I'm going to be very brief tonight and wish all of you a happy holiday. And for those of you who have some time off, rest up. This is the easy part of the year, and it only gets more challenging as we go forward. So I hope you enjoy your time off and come back rested and ready to continue the hard work that they do each and every day. So thank you.
Thank you. Approval of minutes from the regular board meeting of November 12th. Do I have a motion or discussion? Motion approved by Mr. Harris. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
And second by Mr. Miller. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carries unanimously. 7. Consent agenda. Would any items like to be pulled?
Pull item 3, please.
Item 3?
Yes.
On which category, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
The agreement with the school services.
Okay,
personnel.
For California Consultant Services?
Yes.
All right. Any others? Discussion. Mr. Miller?
I make a motion to approve consent.
We have a motion to approve the consent. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Now we'll go back to item number 3, the agreement with School Services of California for consultant services. This agenda item is to request the board approve the agreement with School Services of California for consultant services in assisting in the selection of a chief business office or executive director.
Okay, I just have a question. It says, in one area, it says the terms of this agreement are valid for 60 days. Then it also says back here, shall be terminated upon completion of the project, which is estimated to 4/30/14. Now, aren't those kind of conflicting?
One is an ambitious timeline. The other one is the anticipation in the event that the process takes longer. So typically what happens in those situations, rather than to go, come back and renegotiate the agreement, there's an expansion of the timelines. So while yes, there are two different dates, one is anticipating a successful search and the implementation and the installment of the new employee, and the other one in the event that the search needs to be expanded.
Why not just get it out of the way and go for 4/30/14? And
that's their typical verbiage that they want included in their agreements.
You're welcome. Any other questions, concerns? Do I have a motion then? We have a motion to approve by Mr. Harris. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second by Mr. Rick. All in favor?
Aye.
That carries unanimously. I believe that finishes all business. New business, the number one fence boundary at Ellis School.
That item has been pulled, and we will be working on that with Paul Thompson and Nathan Mayo to come to an agreeable resolution to the situation.
Thank you, Dr. Tarr. That doesn't require a motion, then, I assume we'll table it. Okay. Purchasing Department, number two, excuse me. Resolution 2013-14/18, purchase furniture and accessories through another public agency. Resolution 2013-14/16. 16, I haven't done the excuse board member. Excuse board member is attendance at meeting of the Board of Trustees. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve.
Mr. Harris is
second.
And I second. Mr. Rick, all in favor?
Aye.
We have 6 and 1 abstention. Mr. Danable abstains. Okay, now purchasing department. I'm sorry, I was ahead of myself. Resolution 213-14/17, Apple computer products, service-related items. Mrs. Cartwright, could you come up and bail me out of this one? By the way, congratulations to your husband for his recent notoriety in the newspaper with his baseball skills and everything. What happened to your leg? Well, that's a nasty step. I hope you're all right.
The Apple resolution, the piggyback contract with Glendale will allow us to purchase Apple products that we expect to exceed bid limit for with the iPads. Last year, we're doing some research today. We actually spent about $600,000 on Apple-related products last school year. And with the iPads and the popularity of them within the school district, we expect to do the same this year. We actually have $22,000 in orders pending. We bought about 6,200, and open and submitted orders come to around 128,000. So we have all of those pending so far. So this will ease the ability for us to purchase the Apple products that we expect to exceed the bid limit for.
Thank you. Any questions from the board? Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Do I have a motion? A motion from Mr. Harris and a second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor?
Aye.
7. Passes unanimously. Resolution 213-14/18, purchase furniture and accessories through another public agency. Someone to speak to that matter? Mrs. Cartwright.
Back up again.
This is also another contract. It happens to also be from Glendale, and it's going to be another tool for us to use, in particular to help us furnish Ella, the two-story building. There are some particular furniture needs we have, and this contract that we can piggyback is going to give us some very good pricing. And in addition to that, there are a variety of products on this that we can use as a tool for other things in addition to the Ella project. So we look forward to being able to use that too. Just another tool that we'll have.
Thank you. Any questions from the board? If not, do we have a motion? A motion by Mr. Miller. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second by Mr. Boom. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carries unanimously. Business services, 2013, first interim budget. Mr. Algar.
Thank you. This evening is the first interim budget. As you've heard me say many times, by law, the school district must adopt the budget before July 1st of each fiscal year, whether the state has adopted its budget or not, and is required under law to update its budget at least twice during the year, at first interim and second interim. This is the first interim, so there is an updated budget, and it's compared to actuals as of October 31st. And also on the forms are the adopted budget that the board adopted in June. As usual, you have a number of documents, the spiral-bound document, which includes the bulk of the required forms. You have a spreadsheet prepared by Penny that summarizes the changes in the budget, the material items, and this is between the adopted budget and tonight's first interim budget. Those are the changes. This is not compared to the prior year. The comparison is to the adopted budget, and that looks like this, and there's a summary and then a more detailed breakdown of the changes attached. And as required, there is a multi-year projection, which includes the current year plus the two succeeding years. And if you have a color version, it has a blue header across the top and looks like this. And you have a copy of the PowerPoint. And after tonight's action, then these documents are, in accordance with law, submitted to the County Office of Education for their review. So with that, I'd like to thank Penny for all of her hard work. She's the one that puts most of this together. I'd also like to recognize Jennifer Pasalia, who left last week for a different job, Kim Sutherland, and the rest of the accounting and budget department for their hard work in making all this happen. So thanks to Penny and her department. This looks a little different than the slide I've used traditionally because now we are under the LCFF, the local control funding formula, and in the board packet itself is the entire LCFF calculation. It is in the back, and it is based on the FICMAT model, which has become apparently the de facto standard for calculating the LCFF in California. So these are our grade span ADA numbers that we're using. This is the total state aid, $59 million. You'll know under LCFF, you'll notice that the state aid has increased significantly, but state aid for categorical programs has significantly decreased. So we estimate our additional state aid in excess of the amount included in the adopted budget. Again, not compared to last year, compared to what was already included in the adopted budget. So after the state approved their budget and the funding models came out, we're estimating, based on this FICMAT model, that the district picked up about $1.7 million of additional revenue as compared to the adopted budget. If you recall, the board's direction was to adopt the budget based on the lesser of existing law, which was still the revenue limit model, or the LCFF funding model. In our case, the revenue limit model was the one used for the adopted budget. Subsequent to that, the state passed their budget and adopted the LCFF funding model. So this is a slide you've seen before. This just highlights some of the key items that are in the first interim budget. All the salaries are updated as much as possible, including step and column movement and any collective bargaining effects. The 3% reserve is still maintained, and there was, as you'll see later, an increase in utilities. This is the components of the ending fund balance or the general fund balance. You can see it's very similar to the one presented at the adopted budget. Again, you'll see the 3% reserve plus additional funds that are unassigned or unappropriated. And this just compares unrestricted and restricted to where we were at adopted. The restricted deficit spending increased due to carryovers and deferred revenues and some other things, but the good news is the unrestricted deficit spending has significantly dropped, primarily due to what we talked about a minute ago, and that's the additional funding due to the LCFF funding model. So here are some of the changes. You can see big increase. This looks like a big increase in LCFF, $12.8 million, but it's offset by elimination of almost all state categoricals. Also, there are quite a bit. This is not a simple process, and there are a lot of ins and outs and little quirks that we had to work through because we did adopt the budget based on the revenue limit model. Transportation is now, and EIA are no longer, and K3CSR are no longer funded specifically. They're part of the base LCFF calculation. So now all expenditures for transportation are considered restricted, but there's no specific state funding. So here are some of the changes to the expenditure side. Again, and you have this handouts for the board, and there's, of course, others over there at the table. So, and then more material changes to expenditures. You'll note one targeted allocation, which used to be the EIA funds. They're now unrestricted dollars. And our net increase in ending fund balance was about $1.5 million, which is what improved this picture from $1.9 million to $427,000. These are restricted fund balances, and you can see the big change there is EIA, again, is unrestricted now. The carryovers are still restricted, but the current year funding is not. Therefore, you won't see them at the end of 13-14 as a restricted carryover because they're unrestricted. Here are the program contributions. This is above and beyond any funding. So this is, or said another way, this is the expense to run these specific programs minus any specific funding for those purposes. And those are the difference, and they're referred to as program contributions. This is a standard pie chart. Again, the percentages don't change a whole lot, though the salaries did drop a little bit, primarily because of adding money for Common Core and some other things, which then increases the non-salary accounts. So then, obviously, the salary accounts as a percentage of the total drop a little bit. Here's a real brief summary of the multi-year projections. You can see if, and here we throw in the estimated year-end budget savings of $500,000. And 13-14, we'd actually, based on first interim, we'd be looking at essentially a break-even year with actually some positives in 14-15 and 15-16. Again, this does not assume any collective bargaining settlements. And you have the detailed, more detailed multi-year projection for your review. unrestricted budget savings. This is where we track it, and this is why we use an estimate of $500,000. It's actually a little less than the average, so it's a little more conservative. You've seen this before. Okay, so LCF. Here's the increase. This is a slide from the June 25th board meeting, and you can see we increased the revenue limit by about $2.1 million at that board meeting during the adopted budget, so that was the difference between adopted and the prior year. So this is already in the adopted budget. So when we adopted the LCFF calculation, part of that increase was already reflected to this extent. So back in June, here's what we estimated possible increased revenue due to the LCFF adoption. Ultimately, it was more, but at that time, that was the estimate. Then updating to August the 13th and September the 10th, the estimate was increased to $1,450,000 based on a 6.12% COLA using the School Service of California LCFF funding model. And again, at those board meetings, we were starting with our adopted budget net negative or deficit spending of $1.9 million, indicating that we'd see an improved position of about $1 million deficit spending, which again has improved even more. So right now we're at negative $428,000. And again, these were just arbitrary targets. But remember, we adopted at negative $1.9 million. So we've already met the first interim target with room to spare, and we're almost within a few dollars of meeting the second interim target. And again, if you add in the $500,000 of miscellaneous budget savings, essentially the budget's in balance for the year. So the LCFF, according to our calculations, actually increased funding about $3.8 million, $2.1 million of which was included in the adopted budget, and $1.7 million was added in the first interim budget for, again, a total of about $3.8 million. So that's the increase in the LCFF funding model compared to 12-13. And again, the detailed funding calculations are included in the board packet. So again, this is why do we have miscellaneous budget savings, and simply small variations on big numbers can produce big numbers. So even when we're 99.5% accurate, we can be off almost $500,000. So the next normal step in the process is the governor's January 14 budget proposal, which comes out, of course, in January. And there the governor sets the tone for the next year's budget negotiation with the legislature. For a number of years, there's always concern that the governor would make cuts in the current year. However, I don't think anybody's really thinking the governor's going to propose any cuts to the current year. I think we're all more interested in seeing what he proposes in terms of additional funding for 14-15. So that's a nice place to be in comparison to the last 6 or 7 years. And that's it.
Thank you.
Questions?
Mark, I was looking through the item there, and then under the summary, the state, what's his name, Ron Bennett, who put this together, he's not very optimistic as far as coming years. He said this prediction for our budget is based on very optimistic revenue, and basically he said he looks for some problems down the line trying to meet this. He said, how do you feel about this? Is this the what we should be doing? Is that we're using the right figures for everything, and can we get through the next year?
Yeah, no, I think the district's good for the current year. The budget is essentially in balance. I certainly wouldn't recommend spending more money. for the rest of the year, and at least until the governor has made his January proposal. I think a lot of the concerns are with the LCF funding model. The legislation says the state is going to fully fund the model over a 7-year time period, and I don't think anybody believes that's going to happen. I think most people and most things I read is schools should see some increases for the next 2 or 3 years, perhaps, and then everything gets real murky because the recovery, such that it is, will be many years old, and inevitably there will be another downturn. So I don't think any district in their right mind should be thinking that the state's going to fully fund the LCFF funding model on their schedule. I just don't see that happening. But I'd be surprised if the governor didn't propose some kind of increase next year.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I would just like to thank Penny and her staff. You know, we get this information, and we understand it, and it's put in pretty plain English for us. And Mark, I would like to say thank you for your years of service for us, and I think you've done a great job. Thank you very much, and good luck.
Thank you.
I'd like to echo Mr. Harris's sentiments. Any other comments from the board? If not,
you're already turning the lights out on it.
Yeah, obviously they're kicking me out. I'll try not to use it. Make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh boy. Make a motion, please. A motion by Mr. Harris. Do I have a second?
I have a second.
Second by Mr. Danable. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's unanimous.
And before you close the meeting, okay. I need to make sure that board members see Lisa for the signature folder. So.
Okay, everyone, be
Don't
sure to
leave without signing.
Lisa, before you leave, you have to sign something. Any other concerns? If not, I will adjourn this meeting.